Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to Heartblend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on mindset and wellness for sensitive souls. So welcome, welcome. If you're new here, then welcome to the Love Tribe. And if you're returning, then hello, I'm so happy to have you back. Today we're diving in and I want to focus on my ladies in their 30s and up. We are talking all about self-care for women in their 30s because I am just going to be completely transparent here. There's not a lot of information for us, especially when it comes to the social scene or YouTube or whatever. There's just not a lot of accessible information for us. It's not. There's a lot of information for women in their 20s, and I love that because I wish I had that, right? I really didn't have it. But I'm glad that there is that information that's there. There's a lot of inspiration and motivation. It's like, you know, go girl, do your beauty routines, get your nails done, you know, so all of the above when it comes to just taking care of your feminine vibe. But as we move into our 30s, I'm noticing there's just not a lot of information about hormonal imbalance, about the things that we're going through when we're in our 30s. And I think that the perception that a lot of us have in our 20s, when we view 30s, we're like, oh yeah, when I'm in my 30s, I'm going to have my life together. You think, right? My life is going to be put together. I'll be in my prime, or, you know, I'll move up in my career, or I'm going to make more money, or I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, our outlook towards our 30s is typically like, that's my grown woman era. Some of us have a certain outlook on 30s, and we have this false belief that it's like, well, oh, I'm getting old, right? How many times have we said that? Oh, I'm in my 30s, I'm getting old. Oh, my clock is ticking. Oh, da 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 da. Right. So there's all of these things that go on about the 30s that really don't get enough attention. And I don't know about you, but when I was growing up and my mom was in her 30s, it just seemed like she was fine. It didn't seem like she was dealing with any of the stuff that I'm going through. And I'm like, I feel like I've been bamboozled. Like, what is this false advertisement? Nobody told me about this stage of my life. What we don't realize is that when we move into our 30s, we go through a lot of transitions that we didn't expect. Some of us are going through divorces. Some of us are getting married. Some of us have lost a parent or parents or grandparents or someone close to us because everyone's getting older. Some of us are having to take care of our parents. Some of us have put in 10 years of our lives into our careers, and now we're in our 30s and the expectation we had for our career doesn't exist. It's not there of what we thought it was going to be. Or maybe we changed. We go through life and we go through different experiences and we see new perspectives and we're like, oh, I didn't think this was going to happen this way. Or, oh, I don't feel as strongly about this as I used to. Now what do I do? I've invested all this time into this career or this job or whatever I'm doing. And now I'm kind of burned out on it. I don't want to do it anymore. And now I don't know what to do because now I feel like I'm just getting older and I feel like I'm stuck and I don't know what to do. Some of us are burned out from work where it's like, I can't do this much longer, right? We've been working for so long. And I think with all of that, we don't expect those things to happen because they don't always happen. I think that's the thing about it. The things that we may be experiencing don't always happen. So nobody's going to tell you, yeah, just be prepared. You will probably be divorced. And that sounds really negative. Like, why would anyone tell us that, right? Or just be prepared. You will get married in your 30s. We're like, what? I am? Be prepared. You're going to have a baby. Be prepared. The pregnancy may not work out, right? Be prepared. You may not be able to get pregnant. Be prepared. Your life just is not going to be what you want it to be. Like, no one tells us these things because we don't know if they're going to happen or not. And it's not that anyone has kept anything away from us. It's just that these things happen. And when we leave our 20s and we move into this phase, we might get hit with some of these things. For me, I got laid off just not too long ago. And life just took a turn. Life just changed so much. And lots of different things that I thought were going to happen didn't happen. And lots of things that I hoped for, some things did happen. And so when you move into your 30s, I think that's why a lot of times we're not even realizing the impact of all of what we have gone through or what we're facing has on our bodies, has on our minds. And our bodies are highly connected to body, mind, emotion, everything. So when we're feeling all of that stress, the stress takes a hit on our hormones and we have hormonal imbalances. And then we're struggling even more. And so we're going through all these things and we feel like we don't have any control. There's nothing we could do about it. So we will typically run into even more havoc in our inner bodies. Trouble with our thyroids, trouble with our cycles, trouble with infertility, trouble with so much because we have been carrying so much weight on ourselves. Whether we put it on ourselves or rather we received that weight from our external world. And it's really tough. And I think that when we're in our 20s, we hear from other people like, oh, you're 30s, you're going to gain weight, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And it's like, no, nah, I'm good. That's going to be you. That's not me. But like when you get here, it's like, oh, I think that we don't realize how much we are put through so much more stress in our 30s just because we're older. We have more responsibilities. We're going through more life. And our bodies are going through more. And yes, aging is a factor, but it's really, I think, our lifestyle a lot more too. You know, for me, I really took a big hit once I got to 33. And I noticed that all of a sudden, I couldn't handle stress like I used to. And I realized that stress had a heavier weight, was a stronger stressor than it was in my 20s. In your 20s, when you deal with stress, I'm not saying that is for everyone because you could deal with all those same things that I list in your 30s and your 20s, right? But sometimes in your 20s, it seems like, you know, you're just trying to figure out life. You're trying to figure out who you are. And there's not a lot of life happening just yet. So certain things may or may not come up. And the type of stress that we deal with, we can get over time, right? But in our 30s, it almost feels like the stress is heavier, you know? And all those coping mechanisms I tried in my 20s, they just didn't work. They didn't work. And I felt tapped out. And I was burned out. I was burned out because I was working a ton. And I was like, I don't want to do this. This is too much. Well, maybe I can try to work for myself. And then that was a lot. And I didn't know how to deal with that. And then you deal with other dynamics in your personal life that come up, different changes there, relationships, family, health, whatever. You start compromising your sleep. You start taking care of yourself less because you don't even have the energy to do so. And it just keeps getting worse. And it's like my thyroid started to not operate well. I was getting all this extra body hair and chin hair and gaining weight that I never gained before that I couldn't get rid of no matter how much I worked out and try to restrict myself. As soon as I would eat one thing, it was like I would gain 2 pounds. It's like my body was just holding on to all this weight. And I was just like, what is happening to me? This is so weird. Is it just because I'm in my 30s? And it's like, you really don't realize how much you are putting yourself through. You don't. So that's why I want to share with you some ways of focusing on self-care and taking the best care of yourself for your 30s. Because we go through a lot. All right. So I want to focus on mind, body, and emotions. Okay, so for our minds, when it comes to self-care in our 30s, I think the first place to start is to break all of those negative limiting beliefs that we have surrounded around being 30 or being in our 30s. There's a lot of narrative that's out there that's like, oh, if you're in your 30s, you're old. If you're in your 30s, you're less desirable. If you're in your 30s, oh, nobody wants to date somebody in their 30s. They want somebody in their 20s. Oh, if you're in your 30s, this and this and that. Oh, your clock is ticking, right? All the things. And those things are going to stress you out. And most of it is not true at all, right? You are still very desirable at any age. I don't know why anybody chose 30. Why 30? That's still very young. I don't know why that is. Like, it just baffles me. The first time I heard it, I was like, what? And then over time, like, I even myself kind of started adopting that sense of belief a little bit, like just for a tiny bit, because I was like, well, I mean, I am getting older and I know, like, you know, I'm getting up there and I'm not getting any younger. So does that make me less desirable as a person? And I was like, girl, but no, we don't support that mentality around here. And I'm like, oh gosh, women are just eating this up. And I think about even the beauty pageant queen, Chesley Christ, that ended her life a couple of years ago. And a part of that was because she felt like she was aging out in the pageant world. She was getting older. And I'm like, what? Like, our lives are really just starting. It's just crazy to me. So I want you to break those limiting beliefs. I want you to really sit and ask yourself, does that make sense? Is that just what somebody is telling you? Is that just what you keep hearing? Is that just what you keep absorbing? Or do you really, really believe that? Like, where did that come from? And I want you to remove anything that supports that belief because it's false. And it's nothing but devil energy. It really is. It really, really is. Because God willing, we're all going to be 30 and up and more someday. So we have to stop fearing aging. We really should. You know, it's like, oh, you get a gray hair. Oh, God, I'm old. Oh, no. Oh, my skin is getting wrinkly. And I know a lot of us as women, we associate beauty with youth. And all we could do is just take the best care of ourselves. That's all we could do, right? I had plenty of gray hair. I got a ton of gray hair. But I love my gray hair. In fact, I'm like, no, please don't dye it. Please don't dye it because it's going to look awful growing back out, right? So I love it. I think it makes us look cool and unique. And so we have to start shifting our mindset around this age. When it comes to your body, you have to take better care of your body. We can't just get by with doing a little pedicure, manicure, and a face mask. We have to really take the best care of our bodies. So go to the chiropractor if you are struggling with some areas of tightness in your back or whatever. But please be sure to choose someone that is really high quality, because that can really mess you up if you choose someone that's not right for you. So do your research. Keep your body sacred when it comes to other people touching you. You know what I mean? Because that's energy right there. Someone else is touching you or putting your hands on you. We don't want to just go to anybody. So be aware of who you're going to and make sure that they're really, really good. And if you don't feel right being around them, don't let them touch you. I don't care how it makes you look. This is your body. So we want to protect it as best we can. So the chiropractor, acupuncture, was really helpful for me. Oh, I learned so much more about my body, and it's just amazing. It was an amazing experience that she could take my pulse, look at my eyes, look at my tongue, and know exactly what was wrong with me. And I was like, whoa, what? How did you know that? And she worked with me, and she worked with my liver, and she helped with my hormonal imbalance. And it was just an amazing experience. So we have to invest in this body a little bit more when we get to our 30s, especially if we didn't treat it the best way in our 20s. Okay, I think that's the other part that we don't realize, is that every 10 years you get a new body. Mm-hmm. Your bones and cells and everything, all new body every 7 to 10 years. So if you didn't treat your body the best, 7 to 10 years, what, around 20 to 23 years old before you get to 30, if you didn't treat your body well during those 10 years, you will probably start seeing how it's affecting you now. And we don't think like that, right? We live in the moment a lot of times. So we want to live for the future. And we want to live today. We want to live in the present, but we want to be mindful that we will be here in the future. We want to at least feel or believe or put the intention of us being here in the future. So take the best care of yourself. Go to the doctor. Get checked out. Do not skip out on things because you feel embarrassed or you feel prideful or because you don't want to look weird or ask certain questions. Go to the doctor and just get checked out. I mean, seriously, guys, this is our lives. This is our bodies. This is our health. We could make sure that we are not getting cancer or anything crazy. You know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure that we're taking truly the best care of ourselves. When it comes to the foods that you're eating, we want to make sure that we're cleansing our body, that we are cleansing our liver, that we are eliminating what we are holding onto in our bodies. Because, as I've mentioned earlier, the liver holds on to excess estrogen, which creates a major hormonal imbalance in the body. And when our liver is so backed up because we are not cleansing our bodies, we're eating a lot of processed foods, a lot of complex carbs, a lot of bread, a lot of sugar, a lot of alcohol, a lot of all of these things, it just damages the liver. And so we want to make sure that we're keeping our liver nice and clean. We're giving it a nice bath with some cleansing foods like some dark leafy greens, lemons, ginger, bitter vegetables are very good for cleansing the liver as well. And there's so much more out there. Also, eating probiotics for your gut, kombucha, kimchi, fermented foods, all of that is really, really important because it helps to keep everything moving. So we're already taking in extra estrogen around our environments and our products, and we're taking it in through our foods as well. Then when you add in stress and cortisol and all of that, oh yes, it's going to just wreak havoc and make everything go haywire. So we want to make sure that we're keeping our bodies nice and cleansed and eliminating what doesn't need to be there. We're just being mindful of that. So practice elimination, practice detoxing, taking care of your bodies. Now with reason, I don't want anybody to get sick or overly detox or do anything crazy or anything like that. But just for a few days, just kind of eat a little lighter throughout the month and just drink lots of water. Make sure you're staying.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hydrated and just take care of your body. They say the best way to think about things is to imagine that you are pregnant and that whatever you put into your body is creating a new human being. Well, you should still feel that way about your body. Just imagine how much you're nurturing or nourishing your body. So we want to take the best care of that. When it comes to our mental health, going back to that, I do also want to share with you, you know, do what works best for your mind. Take care of your mind, really. Get rid of anything that is not serving you. Make your environment enjoyable to be around. Make it cozy. Make it feel safe. And support your mind. Read, learn, stimulate your mind. Don't waste it, right? We waste our minds so much on social media and all these things that just take away so much of our energy, that distract us, that throw us off. And we want to be mindful to not put ourselves through that. When it comes to your emotions, being aware of your emotions. When you're feeling shame, you're feeling jealousy, you're feeling envy, you're feeling left out, you're feeling unappreciated, you're feeling low self-worth, you're feeling, you're just like you're not good enough, you're feeling low self-esteem, you're feeling all these things, whatever you're feeling, please, please, please do not ignore those things, you know, because they build up, they add up. And when we carry that emotional weight, it shows up in all areas of our lives. It shows up in our relationships. It shows up in what we allow for ourselves to have. It shows up in so many ways. And I want you to have the best life that you can have while you're here. I do. I really do. I want you to live well. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel sexy. I want you to glow. I want you to feel happy. I want you to feel good about your body. I want you to feel good about who you are as a person. And so we don't need to waste it on focusing on feeding those negative emotions, right? Use the negative emotions as a guide to say, okay, this is not for me. Or, okay, I need to dive in a little bit deeper. Or, okay, this needs my attention. But sometimes we sabotage ourselves because we don't take that approach. And we keep feeding that emotion. We keep subjecting ourselves to focusing on something, or we keep complaining about the particular thing that's driving us mad. And it's too much. It's too much. I don't want you to go through that. So please take the best care of your emotions. If you need to speak with a therapist, speak with a therapist. Don't carry all that weight by yourself, or get a coach. Sometimes, you know, if you feel like, man, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know why I feel like this. I don't know why I do these things. A therapist is absolutely amazing for that. If you know, okay, I do these things because X, Y, and Z, or I'm aware of this, or I just feel stuck in this area, or I feel frustrated, I feel blocked, I don't know why I can't move ahead, even though I know I'm dealing with this particular issue. You have that sense of awareness. A coach would be really good for you. So sometimes we don't know which way to go because we're like, all right, well, I just feel all these things and I don't know how to handle them because I've never seen anybody else handle those things a certain way, and it just feels lonely. So taking the best care of your emotions and your mind by either getting a therapist or a coach or both would do wonders for you, would do absolute wonders for you. But at the very least, because I do understand, like, you know, sometimes we hear that, like, oh, go to therapy or get a coach. Those things cost money, right? They do. They cost money. And so sometimes it's like, I can't afford that. I have to eat. And I guess, I don't know, I'll just do the best I can. Always just find an outlet. At the very least, journal. Get an outlet. Let it go. Let it out. Get those feelings out. Work with yourself. And I think that's why I'm just so passionate about pouring into you, creating programs for you, creating materials for you to help you during these challenging times. And the other thing I want to mention is, yeah, we're in our 30s, but we're in our 30s during a pandemic. during the pandemic, we're coming out of the pandemic. There's been so much change during this time. So be a little easier on yourself. We're not in the same state that our parents were in, where things were a little easier when they were in their 30s. Things are expensive. The economy is different. It's stressful for anybody at any age right now. But if you're in your 30s, there's all this little extra that's there. Like, at least if you were retired, you know what I mean? It's like, well, I have a little break. So some of us are handling it well. Some of us is opened up new opportunities for us to start new businesses and start new things during the time of the pandemic. But we all are dealing with it in a new way. I just want to give you that reminder that if you're still here today, if you're still showing up for yourself, you're still trying your best, please treat yourself. Please thank yourself. Honor yourself. Do something kind for yourself. Always, but especially today. Because it's not easy. It's not. It's scary. The external world is very scary. And if you feed into it, you're going to create a scary inner world as well. So take care of your mind, take care of your body, take care of your womb, okay? Take really good care of your womb as well. Take care of all of those things. Now, with all that being said, if you really want to focus on taking the best care of yourself, nurturing yourself, nourishing yourself, I would highly suggest to get the Feminine Wellness Challenge tracker in the description below, and that will help you to stay on track and just learn how to build a stronger connection with you and focus on who you are and focus on your health and wellness. I think it's really important. The last thing that I want to share with you is to do your best to not compare you and your journey with anyone else. And I know that is easier said than done, but try your best to not even compare yourself to yourself in your 20s, because it's different. Everything is different. It's a different time. You're a new person. You've experienced different things. You've gone through different things. So please be gentle with yourself and try your best to not compare yourself to other women that they seem like they have it all. It's easy to do that. And trust me, they don't have it all. It just looks like that. But it's like, oh man, you know, they've got the great relationship, or man, their skin looks great, or their body looks amazing, or their hair looks amazing, or they're so confident, or they're so this or that. No, you can't do that. Because one, we don't know how they got there. We don't know where they're going. We just know where we're going. We just know where we are. And that's all we can do. All we know is where we are. We don't even know what tomorrow brings. So the best thing that we could do is just nurture and nourish our bodies and our minds and our emotions and take care of our emotions and to be our best advocate, to learn how to stand up for ourselves if we're not doing so already, to set those healthier boundaries, to say no, to take time for ourselves, to heal from whatever it is, even if it's something in our childhood, during our time of being a teen, during our 20s, during college, if we went to college, whatever it is, like we've all been through so much over these 30 something years. Yeah, of course you're going to feel some kind of way. You know, you are carrying more time on your back. And that's more than enough reason to pour into yourself, to take care of yourself, to know that, damn, you know, I'm here. And I'm still pretty freaking fabulous. So speak kindly to yourself. Support yourself. Do what works best for you. And again, I would still highly suggest to practice cycle syncing. If you haven't listened to the cycle syncing episode already, definitely check that out. And if you need support as a woman, I would love to have you join the Empress Energy Program, because there we do have a cycle syncing program that gives you the best foods to eat each week, different mindset focus, different exercises. It's just it's such a vibe. And it's just a great place to connect with other like-minded women as well. So Join. We would love to have you. We absolutely would. Your energy is so needed here. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you enjoy this episode. Thank yourself for showing up today, and thank you for tuning in to Heartblend Podcast.